What's a browser?
What is internet anyway?
What is the essence of Microsoft?
Plug it into this box here, the modem.
In the cyberspace!
Tyler Bakey!
Hori Fui Moa Ono!
Alright, I'll forgive you for that because you're actually a mate of mine. So this is Into Cyberspace, where you're going to be telling us all about the latest with the internet and hopefully demystify a few things for the general public as well.
Absolutely.
What have you got for us this fortnight, mate?
The topic of today is artificial intelligence, the big scary.
Ooh, AI.
It's going to take our job. It's going to take your job and it's going to take my job.
Oh no.
And that's the end of the segment. Hey, everyone. Thanks for...
wait. Hold up. Put the brakes on.
All right.
How is AI, artificial intelligence stealing our jobs, mate?
Well, that's a great question. And I'm going to explain why. So, biggest tech news of the week is the future, right? So, listen to this. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in America, the US of A, they have developed AI farsightedness.
What? Sorry, farsightedness. We're not talking no ChatGPT. This is something else.
No.
What is this?
This is not your nan losing your glasses, all
right? Right, got it.
This is not farsightedness, not nearsightedness. Basically, what they've done is they've given AI future judgment and the ability to make good decisions based on their future judgment.
This sounds like not Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Tom Hanks. Tom Bergeron from America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, who's that fucking Scientologist actor?
Tom Clinton. No, the Mission Impossible guy. We know him. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I feel like he's in a movie where this is like very much in the same thing. I forgot the name of the film.
Is it that Spielberg one?
Yeah. And he like unplugs a literal human computer from the system.
True.
And then she screams hard.
Yeah. So that is basically what these researchers have done.
Weird.
Yeah. So what they've technically done is they've got these agents, right? And they consider what the other agents are going to do, not just in the short term, so not just like in a few steps of their training or whatever, but in the long term, with the ability to actually approach infinity in terms of like their prediction time. So they're not limited to just right now.
Right.
So to sort of get a little technical about it, what we've currently got is multi-agent reinforcement training. So it's kind of like training a dog, right? If the dog does something good, you give it a treat. And if the dog does something bad, well, these days. But, you know, for an AI, you kind of bonk it on the head. You're like, bad AI. Don't do that.
So, you got a wrong AI.
Yeah. Stop doing that right now. So they have multiple cooperating or competing, so they can work together or against each other, agents. And they're all learning. But these days, it takes too much computer power. Way too much. So that means that most of the approaches that we have these days are only short term because we just don't have the computer necessary to process all this future prediction stuff. So what did they do? And this is kind of cool, okay? Yeah. So they've made this framework called Further, that's the name of it, and they've tested it on this really simple game, right? So the game is super simple. Let's pretend we have two people who want to go to a concert and they want to go together, right? Yeah. And there are two concerts on in the same evening. One person wants to go and see, let's say, Bach, who's playing his concerto or whatever they're called at that concert. And the other one's Stravinsky. One person wants to go to Bach, one person wants to go to Stravinsky. And they want to go together, but they can't agree on what one they go to.
Right, okay.
So how do you resolve it, right? As humans, you'd discuss or whatever, but how does an AI solve this? So the further agent, which is the AI, was put up against a more rudimentary agent, Q-learning. So Q-learning is like a different framework. We won't go into it.
Yep.
Further wants to go to concert A. Q-learning wants to go to concert B. And if they don't go together, they get punished. They get bonked on the head, right? So the goal is they need to go to one of them together.
Yes.
So what happens is when they first start learning, Further goes to concert A and Q-learning goes to concert B. but because they didn't go to get the, they didn't go together, they get bonked on the head. Bonk, 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 bonk.
Wrong.
So, exactly. So the further AI realizes that it can just stop going altogether and it'll stop getting punished. So,
right.
So it steps back and cure learning keeps going to concert B, but because no one else is there, it just keeps getting bonked on the head. It's a dumbass, right? So eventually what it does is it learns going to concert B is bad.
Right.
So finally.
How many generations are we talking about?
I have no
times
I have
has
no
this
clue.
Test happened? I've,
probably a billion. You know, Q-learning is real down in the dumps over going to this concert so many times. All right. So what ends up happening is Q-learning, after being so dejected from going to concert B, it's like, maybe I'll go to concert A. And then further is like, hey, that's where I want to go. It jumps back in and they both win. So further got what it wanted. And that's the point, right? It sort of like, it sees its goal.
Yeah.
It knows how to like manipulate the other agent in a cooperative or competitive manner.
Right.
To meet its goal. And that's really scary, but it's also really exciting. So that is the big advancement this week.
Wow, that's really amazing. Tyler Bakey, is there anything else that you want to talk about or want to...
Absolutely. Yeah. I have, or I'll leave you with the insight of the week. Okay?
Yes. All right,
this
here we
is
go.
The takeaway, and this is courtesy of ChatGPT, AI generated.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Okay, AI is like a refrigerator. It never has any new ideas, but it keeps all of ours fresh. Thank you. Wow, I love you, AI.
Tyler Bakey, thank you so much for this edition of Into Cyberspace.
Into Cyberspace!